Blog Talk Radio.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
The mighty things that he has done. We are coming from life from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. You have just joined the Hour of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy, the preacher of the hour. The word of God saith, I be lifted up. He says that he will draw all men, not some men, but he said that he will draw all men unto him. And that is the purpose for him dying, that we can have a right to the tree of life. For the word of God say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And I want you to know this morning that you are that whosoever, no matter who you may be, no matter where you are today, I want you to know that you are that whosoever. If you ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins, to come into your heart and save you, I want you to know that God wants you to have eternal life, the rest of your life in him. After this life, there is eternal life. So God wants you to have eternal life. And yes, this is the hour of power of the Almighty God. We're going to be speaking today to you about the miraculous power of God, that supernatural power of God. Somebody need to know that God, he is the great I am. Somebody need to know that he is the I am that I am. Somebody need to know that he is that everlasting God. He is the Prince of Peace. He is that true and the living God. Yes, he does have all power in his hand. Yes, he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask of thee. And there is nothing, I don't care what the brother said, I don't care what the sister may have said, but no, there is nothing too hard for God. There is life in Christ Jesus. There is power in the word of God. And this broadcast is coming to you this morning to let you know that there is power in the word of God. There's power in the Almighty God. So we want you to know today that it doesn't have to remain the way it is in your life. If you're stagnated, if you're going through some things in your life, if you have a sickness, you have a disease, the doctor giving you a bad report, the doctor say that you have cancer, you're not going to live, but you're going to die, I want you to know that God, he is able to deliver you. He is able to make you whole. He is able to make you strong. He is able to cause you to be healed by his power. So I want you today to hold on to God's unchanging hand, no matter what it may be. You may be blind. You may have been given a bad report wherein that the doctor said that you're going to have surgery or that you're going to have to be operated on. I want you to know that you serve the great I am. Yes, we thank God for every physician, every nurse, every anesthesiologist, every CRNA, every specialist. But I want you to know that God, he specializes in every area of your life, no matter what it may be. God, he does specialize. And we're going to be coming today from the book of Matthew, that is in the New Testament. And we want to begin there about that 18th verse of that 9th chapter of Matthew. And it says, while he spake these things unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler and worshiped him, saying, my daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciple. He had faith to believe God. If God just came and laid his hand upon his daughter, that his daughter would live. He was a ruler. He had the authority over others, but he believed that God, if he just laid his hand upon him, him. I don't know what he's seen. I don't know what he heard, but he had faith in God to believe that the Almighty God, when he put his hand upon his daughter, that his daughter was going to live. His report that his daughter may be already dead, but if you just lay your hand upon her, that she should live. And then in the meanwhile, there was a woman that had an issue of blood. There in that 20th verse, it said, and behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood, 12 years. She didn't have it just 3 days. She didn't have it 7 days. She didn't have it 30 days. But this woman, she had this issue of blood for 12 years, that she had a problem, that she seen physician, that she wanted to be healed, but she was in that place wherein that she knew that she needed a healing. When you losing blood consistently, you know that you need to be healed. When you're being anemic because of that blood, of the blood loss, and you need to be healed. She had a disease. She had a issue. I don't know what your issue is this morning. I don't know what kind of disease that you have this morning, but I do know today that God, he is able to move on your behalf. She said within herself, she said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, she said within herself. She didn't even say it out loud. She just said, if I would touch the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. She knew it within herself. I want you to know that if you just have faith in God, if you have confidence in God, if you just know that God is able to move on your behalf, I want you to know that God, he will heal you. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but he is a healer. He is a deliverer. I want you to know today that this woman, she said that if I just touch the hem of his garment, I don't have to touch him all over. I don't have to touch his head. I don't have to touch his arm. But she just said, if I just touch the hem of his garment, she said, I will be made whole. I don't know what your faith is this morning. I don't know whether or not you're standing on the word of God, but I need you to stand on the word of God this morning. I need you to know that God, he is a healer. I need you to know that God is a deliverer, and he is able to heal you. I don't care what somebody has said or what you may even told yourself in the past, but I want you to stand on God's word this morning and know that there is nothing too hard for God to do. These people, they came to Jesus, and they knew that this woman knew, she said, if I just touch him, the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. The man that was a ruler, that daughter was at the door of death. Even she was letting Jesus know that his daughter could even now be dead. But if you just lay your hand upon my daughter, she will live. So I want you to just to begin to receive faith from the Almighty God. The word of God say, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I want you to know that God, he is a healer this morning. And whatever you may be going through, you just believe God. You just stand on God's word. I don't know if it's the uterus. I don't know if it's a female. You're over it. I don't know whether or not it's the issue of blood like the woman had that wanted to touch the hem of his garment. I don't know if it's the back of her spine. I don't know, but God, he is able to heal. I don't know if it's a tumor in the brain. I don't know what the doctor said to you. I don't know if it's glaucoma. I don't know what it is this morning, but I do know that God, he is a deliverer, and God, he is a healer, and God is able to heal you. Yes, she said, I will be whole. She had that faith to believe God. Yes, she knew that when she did it, that everything was going. going to be all right. And I need you to know this morning, if you can just touch God, if you can just touch the hem of his garment, and I'm not just talking about the clothing that he wear, because you can't touch him in that manner. But if you could just touch him in faith, the word of God says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You may not see it, but I have faith to believe God, that God, he will heal me, that he will bring me out with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm. I believe that if I pray, I believe if I ask God, because the word of God say, ask and it shall be given. He said to seek and ye shall find. He said to knock and the door shall be open. He said that we have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and say to the mountain, be thou moved. The word of God say, it shall be moved. Yes, those trials, those things that you may be going through, that sickness, that disease, that mental disorder, I don't care if you have bipolar disease, I don't care if you are schizophrenic, whatever it is in your life, I want you to know that God is able to heal. You may have a nervous disorder. God, he is able to heal. You may be a drunkard. You may be an alcoholic. Oh, my God, you may be that perverse person. I want you to know that God is able to bring deliverance in your life. Whatever it is that out of order, God is able to bring order to your life. Yes, he is that miraculous God. He is a God that do supernatural things. Don't you want to serve a God that does supernatural things? Don't you want to serve a God that will astound you and astound others? Yes, he is. Yes, he has. He has done great and mighty things. He still is doing great. He still is doing mighty things. And when the woman, when she touched Jesus, the hem of his garment, here in the 22nd verse, but Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith has made thee whole. I want you to know this morning that the faith that you have in God, that faith, that now faith, is going to make you whole, that you can believe God. God seen that faith. Even all the crowd, the people that was in the crowd, he knew that this woman had touched him, and he let her know, by your faith, you will be made whole, that you are made whole. And the woman was made whole that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house, and it saw the minister and the people making a noise, they were playing that instrument. And he said unto them, give place, for the maiden is not dead. Remember the ruler that came and asked the Lord Jesus to come and heal his daughter. Ah, my God, he let them know that the minister, he's trying to bring comfort to them. He's trying to encourage them, to let them know that your daughter is not dead. He said, let them, in that 23rd verse, it says, and when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minister and the people making a noise, he said unto them, give place, for the maid is not dead. You can take God's word, you can take it to the bank, that when God said that a thing that is not dead, if a person is not dead, it is so. You can take that to the bank. And I believe in the mighty name of Jesus that God knew that even though they thought maybe she wasn't breathing, maybe she wasn't a bird, wasn't circulated, but God let them know that just to give some space, for the maid is not dead, but he's sleeping. Ah, that's a difference between dead and sleep, but the maiden sleep, just like he told Lazarus sleep. Is that what he told his disciple? And then they laughed at him. Have you ever heard somebody, have you ever seen somebody, you have the faith, you're standing on the word of God, and then somebody going to tell you that laugh at the thought, laugh at what you're saying, laugh at what the word have already said. Oh, my God, they're making fun of the word of God that you're standing on when they say that when you tell them that you have been healed after you have told them what the doctor said about you. And then they may laugh because they're saying that you must be crazy. What's wrong with you? The doctor already done told you that you're going to die, that you're not going to live. What is wrong with you? The doctor told you that you were crippled and you wasn't going to be, that you was not going to walk again. Don't you know you paralyzed? Don't you know that you're not going to walk again? They laugh at them. They may laugh at you. And when you're standing on the word of God, but your faith has to supersede what the enemy, because there is an enemy trying to do, cause you not to stand on God's word, trying to keep you from having faith in God, trying to keep you from believing God. But then you got to know that he is the Almighty God, that he is the one. He is your Jehovah Raphael. Yes, he is your healer. Yes, he is your deliverer. So when the enemy comes, and yes, he will come, he'll try to call, to talk you out of your healing. He'll try to talk you out of your blessing. He'll try to talk you out of having what God wants you to have. So I want you to take hold of the word of God today and to know that he is God, and he is that God that will find many. He is that God that will do supernatural things. He is the God that will cause a miracle to be manifested in your life. So you need to stand on God's word, because he is a God that does extraordinary things in your life if you just believe God. So here, they laughed him to scorn. And when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. I say, look at the power of God. You need to know the power of God. You need to stand on God's word, because they said that she was dead. They said that she was dead, but God let them know that she was asleep. Oh, but they didn't believe it. Many people are not going to believe God's report. God's report is a good report. God's report is accurate, but some people is not going to believe the report. So therefore, you need to stand on God's word. You need to know that God's word never changed. The Bible said that heaven and earth may pass away, but not one jot or not one tittle of his word will fail. So I believe the word of God. I believe what God's word said. No matter what anyone say, no matter what high official, but no matter what they say, I am going to stand on the I am word. I'm standing on the I am that I am word, that God, he is able to move on my behalf. He is able to move on behalf of the people. So when he had taken her by the hand, she arose. See, they didn't expect for her to have life in this life anymore. They was mourning. Yes, they were playing the instrument. And yes, they were saying goodbye to her. But you know, it wasn't time to say goodbye, because there was still going to be life in this girl. This was going to be life in her. It wasn't her time. And I want you to know, somebody, that the devil has spoken to you and say that there, your time's going to be short and you're not going to live, but you're going to die. But I want you to know that it's not your time. It is not your time. God want to use you for his glory. God want to use you that he can bring honor unto himself. God want to use you that souls will be saved and lives will be changed. It is not your time. So I want you to stand on the word of God even this morning and know that it's not your time. It's time for you to live, and it's not time for you to die. I know the word of God says in Ecclesiastes that there is a time and there's a season for everything. I believe that there's a time. I believe that there's a season for everything. But I believe this morning, whatever the enemy has told you on yesterday, no matter what the enemy has brought into you, into your spirit, and try to discourage you, try to make you believe that it's all over. But I want you to know it's not over until God say it is over. It is not over until God say that it is over. And then I want you to see the power of God. I want you to see the miraculous power of God. And you already see that the ruler, his daughter, was here, was raised out of sleep and came back to life. You see the woman that had the issue of blood, and she came and she just said, I just touched the hem of his garment that I will be made whole. You see what God did for her, how she was healed in that very, very hour. And now I want you to look at that 27th verse, and it's about the two blind men. And it says, when Jesus departed thence, there were two blind men following him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. I know that this morning that somebody needs Jesus to come and have mercy upon them. Somebody need a healing. Somebody needs to be delivered. Somebody need God to come. See, the woman that had the issue of blood, she had an issue of blood. I don't know what your issue is this morning. I don't know what your issue was. That was her issue. But I know that God, no matter what you're going through this morning, that there is nothing too hard for God to do. And here, this two blind men, they were crying and they were saying to Jesus to have mercy on us. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came unto him. And Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? I mean, that's what God wants you to do this morning. Believe that whatever issue, whatever situation you may be in, whether it's a financial issue, whether or not it's a issue with your children, whether you may be, as I said before, you may be an alcoholic, you may be a person that perverts, whatever your issue may be, I want you to know that God is able to move. You may have been a liar for 10 or 20 years. You may have stolen. You may have been one that steals. But I want you to know that God is able to move. He is able to make you whole. He is able to deliver you from being an alcoholic. He is able to deliver you and to cast out that spirit of stealing. He may be I want you to know that whatever situation that you're in today, that God is able to do it. You may be having a hard problem, a problem with your coronary artery, a problem with the bowel that's in your body. I want you to know, I don't know that the tricuspid bowel, I don't know what bowel, I don't know the aorta there, I don't know what it is, but I do know that God is able to do what he needs to do in order to cause you to be made whole. And here these men had faith to believe God. It was two men that were blind. Both of them were blind. And they knew that if they talked to Jesus, they came to Jesus, they would be made whole. So here Jesus said, believe ye that I am able to do this? Do you believe? I'm telling you, the audience today, I'm here under our power. Do you believe that God is able to do this for you today? My God, that they said that they believe, yes, Lord. Then touch ye their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes, what happened? What happened there, Dr. McCoy? What happened? Their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it, but when they were departed, spread abroad his fame unto this country. When Jesus touched their eyes, they urgency. When Jesus touched your mind, with all, I don't know that you have a confused mind this morning. I want you to know that God is able to cause your mind to be at peace. I believe that whatever wrong with you, whatever the enemy has tried to do to your mind, God has given you a promise that he will never leave you nor forsake you. I want you to know whatever it may be going on in your mind and in your heart, I believe that God is able to heal and God is able to deliver you. Yes, it's you. You're the one I'm talking to today in our radio audience. Yes, it is you that God wants to manifest his power in you today. Are you the one that's blind? I want you to know that God is able to heal you of your blindness. He said, ask them, do they believe? Do you believe that I'm able to do this? That's what he said to the blind men. And that's what God is wanting you to believe him, that he is able to heal you. I don't know what is going on in your life, but whatever it is, there is nothing impossible for God to do for you. It is all you need to do is to believe God. The blind men believed God, and they were able to see the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 years believed God. She didn't just believe him, but she had an act. She acted in faith, and she touched the hem of his garment. The man, that daughter, the ruler, he came to the master and asked him to come and to lay hands. He had faith to go to the master. Do you have faith to go to the master, come to the master today? Yes, to know that if he just move on your behalf, if he just touch your infirmity, if he touched that son, if he touched that daughter, oh, that daughter may be out there in a drug. That son may be out there on drugs, but God is able to bring deliverance to them. You may have someone that have that lunatic spirit, and it may be just you, but I believe that God is able to deliver, and God is able to make free. Yes, we serve a supernatural God. We serve a miraculous God. We serve a God that does astounding things. Oh, my God, he's not just an ordinary person. Don't try to make God an ordinary person. He is above ordinary. He is that supernatural God. He is that God that does extraordinary things, he does things that you and I cannot do in the natural, but we can do it in the spirit. Then he said these signs shall follow them that believe, that they shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. So we need to serve a God that does supernatural things. And here we find in that 32nd verse, I'm just telling you about the love of God. I'm telling you about the miraculous move of God. I'm telling you what God is able to do, but he is the same yesterday, today, and he will be forever. Somebody needs to be encouraged today. Somebody needs to know that God will heal, that God will deliver. You may be just lying down on that bed, and you just may be crying because of the fact that you had a bad report. I believe in the word of God that Ezekiah, he was given a bad report, and the Lord let him know that he was going to die to get his house in order. But he turned his head to the wall, and he began to remind the Lord God, oh God, of the things that he had done. And the Lord heard his cry. God heard his prayer. And God extended his life. I believe God added 15 more years to this man's life, the man that was going to die. God gave him life. You must have faith in God. You must believe God. No, it's not in the medicine, but it is in God. No, it's not in people. It is in God. No, it's not in a physician, but it is God. And as we said before, we thank God for every specialist, every physician that God has given the knowledge of God. But they are gifted people of God that are practicing medicine. They are practicing medicine. But yet, God is the one that already has the key. He already can heal. He already can deliver. So we need to know God. We thank God. We need the doctors, and we need the nurses, and we need the counselors, and we need all of these people. But yet, we have to know that we serve an almighty God. We thank God because some of these doctors, yes, they are saved, and they're moving by the power of God. The nurses, they are saved. Some of them are saved and moving by the power of God. The counselor, they are saved and moving by the power of God. We thank God for the preacher. They are, many of them are saved, and they're moving by the power of God. And so you need to know that God is using them. And that same God that used them, that same God is able to use you as well, as a believer, one that believes the gospel, the one that have said yes to his will and yes to his way. And here this morning, you see the power of God. Yes, the topic again of the word of God. We thank God for the supernatural, miraculous, supernatural power of God. And yes, you are listening to the breakthrough, you are listening to the hour of power. And if you need a breakthrough, if you need to be healed, God is able to heal you. And here in that 32nd verse, it says, as they went out, behold, there was a dumb man possessed with the devil. Have you ever seen anyone that was possessed with a devil? They were strange. They act strange. They was strange. They did things that was not of the norm. They act out of the norm. Their mind was corrupt. They did things that was that a normal person would not do. Because they was possessed, they was not moving in their own self, but it was that spirit that was inside of them. It was the enemy that was using them. But I want you to know today that God even has power over demons and over devils. I want you to know that whatever that the enemy has tried even to possess you, God is able to cause that devil to be cast out and to go into the very pit of hell. And here we see in the word of God. See, I see the word of God. You got to see it, and you got to believe it. You got to see it. You got to see God moving on your behalf. You got to see God moving on behalf of these people. And that same God that moved on behalf of the people is that same God that's able to move on your behalf. And here we see the dumb man that was possessed with the devil. And when the devil came out, the dumb man spake, and the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. When this was nothing, this was one of the supernatural things. This was one of the things that was astounding to them. Something that they, it wasn't something they see every day. You know, they was overwhelmed. It was stunning. It was unexpected. They were surprised because of the fact that they see the supernatural move in this demonic man. God cast that spirit out of him. He was a dumb man. He was possessed with a devil. And they were surprised. They marveled. And they were saying, they were giving testimony that was never seen so in Israel. But the Pharisees said he cast out devils through the prince of the devil. You know, there will always be somebody that's going to come and try to cast doubt and try to downgrade the power of God or what God is doing. But, you know, as a believer, as one that's standing on the word of God, you can't let anybody downgrade what God is doing, because you can't stop them from what they're saying, but you can upgrade. You can continue to do the will of the Father. You can continually believe what the word of God say while they're saying God can't do it. Are he moving? Are you moving by the power of the devil? You know that the God that's in you, that's empowering you, that is using you to lay hand upon the sick and to see the recover, to cast out demons and to cast out devils. You know the power that is in you. Don't let anybody talk you out of your victorious walk in God. Don't let anybody try to demean what you are doing to stop you from moving in the power of God. Yes, through Christ Jesus, you can do it. But the word of God said, I can do all things. Mary McCoy can do all things through Christ that strengthened her. I don't know what your name is this morning. Is your name Deborah? Or is your name Gail? What is your name? Is your name Cynthia? What is your name? Is your name Patty? What is your name? Or your name Magartha? I don't know, but I want you to know that God, he is able to move on your behalf. What is your name? Is your name Peter? I want to know that God is able to move on your behalf. Or your name John? God is able to move on your behalf. Whatever your name this morning, God is able. Is your name Larry? Is your name Patrick? God is able to move on your behalf. Yes, he is able to make a difference in your life. In your life, you may be over in Texas, you may be in Chicago, Illinois, you may be in Alaska, I don't know, Louisiana, wherever you may be, Washington, D.C., oh my God, I want you to know that God is a healer, God is a deliverer, God wants to use you to do the things, the same things that he did, and that power, that supernatural power of his that he did and how he demonstrated his power, that same God want you to walk in the power of the Most High God. Say with me, I can do it. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. Don't let the enemy talk you out of your healing. Don't let the enemy talk you out of doing what God has ordained for every believer to do. And that is to believe the word, to cast out the demon, cast out the devil. It is your day. It is your time. You say you don't have a job, but yes, you do. You have a job to go forth and to praise his name, to magnify him, to go forth and do the all that God have called you to do, to lay hand upon the sick that they can recover and they will recover by the power of God. I'm talking about the power of God. I'm not talking about the power of Dr. McCoy. I'm talking about the power of God, because I have no power except the power of the Almighty God, the power to that God has given me to lay hand upon the sick and to see the recover. I have faith to believe God. I have faith to believe God. Yes, God is increasing my faith. God is God, and he wants to increase your faith this morning to be able to move in the supernatural, to be able to lift up his name. For he said, if I be lifted up, he said that he'll draw all men unto him. It is time for us not just to sing the song. Oh, my God, it's great to sing the song, because the song is encouraging, my God, and the word of God is so great and it's so powerful. And yet, after reading Oh, my God, the word of God. It's time for us to move in a demonstration of his power and his anointing. Is anybody next door to you that's sick? You need to be able to speak the word, to send the word for their healing and for their deliverance. If somebody's blind, can you not lay hand upon them that they can receive their sight? Somebody been blind, oh, my God, all their life, but they want to see. They want to see the color. They want to be able to see the hands, the faces of the voices of the people that's talking to them all of these years. They have not been able to see. Somebody want to see today. Somebody that's paralyzed. They want to be able to walk. They want to be able to go to and fro like you do. So it's time to be able to work the word. I heard a man of God say it's time to work the word. I believe I heard Dr. Apostle Robert L. Jones says about working the word of God. And yes, it is time for us to work the word of God, to work it in his power, to know God, put God to work. God wants to demonstrate his power. He wants to demonstrate his anointing in your life. So it's time, if you a believer, if you know God, I want you to know that it is your time to stand on the word of God. And if you are not a believer, we're getting ready to pray. We're getting ready to pray. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you are a sinner, I want you to know today that I was a sinner. I was saved by the grace of God. I didn't save myself, but it was by the grace of God that God saved me. I didn't sanctify myself. Sanctification is a way of life. I didn't do it, but God did it. He, even as Paul said in the word of God, he said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it's a Christ that lives within me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved and gave himself for me. I want you to know today is only by the grace of God. God loved me so much. He loved you so much. That's like the word of God says in John 3:16, but God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I want you to know the word of God says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, the word of God says, you shall be saved. So I want you to know today that you can be saved. You can't come under the covering. You can't be covered under the blood of Jesus. I don't care if you was a street walker. I don't care if you've been walking the street. I don't care if you're a prostitute. I don't care if you're a homemonger. I want to know God is able, because I don't care. It's no big sin and no little sin. All sin can call us. The punishment will be death. But the word of God says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We want eternal life in him. We want eternal life in him. So we want to let you know today that if you want to work the works of God, if you want to be that vessel and that ambassador for him, all you need to do is ask the Lord to forgive you for your sin, to come into your heart and save you. And God, he will save you, and he will deliver you. He will deliver you. Dr. McCoy, you don't know where I live. You don't know where I came from. You don't know what my background. You don't know what I did. I was once a CEO. I was once a supervisor. I was once, I had a lot of money, but I did some terrible things. And you don't know, Dr. McCoy, you know, I used to be a battler. I used to battle. I was married, and I abused my wife. I abused my children. Oh, but Dr. McCoy, I don't know that God is going, whether he's going to forgive me for all the things that I did. But I want you to know today, I'm here to tell you today that God, if you ask God to forgive you for your sin, that's what he said. He said, if you ask God to forgive you, and he didn't say what sin that he's going to, he said, if rebuke. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. And you ask all you need to earnestly ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you for your sin. No matter what sin it may have been, ask God. Ask God this morning to forgive you for your sin, to come into your heart and to save you. And when you do, Christ Jesus will come into your heart and he will save you, and you'll be that new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things will pass away. All things will become new. We're getting ready to go before the Most High God. Get ready. We're getting ready. I want you to know you're getting ready to be saved. You're getting ready to receive Jesus Christ into your life. You're getting ready to be born again. You're getting ready for old things to pass away and all things become new. Yes, that drug deal. I'm talking to you this morning that you can be saved. Yes, that a drug abuser. Yes, you can be saved. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Those that are living in the name of Jesus, they are living according to their own righteousness, but they're not the righteousness of God, which is by faith. I want you to know that God is able to save you. That person that lives in the opposite life, that person that have turned around and that person that's doing things that against the will of God, I want you to know that, yes, God will save you this morning. God will save you this morning. Yes, this is the hour of power. Come on, get ready, get ready. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, just repeat after me. Lord, I am a sinner. And God, I heard the word this morning. I heard the word this morning. God, I want to be saved. And God, I want to come, Father God, before you. And I want you, God, to save me and forgive me for every sin, for every transgression. God, cleanse my heart, cleanse my soul, cleanse my spirit. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, let me be that new creature in Christ Jesus that Dr. McCoy talked about this morning. And, Lord, that all things are passed away and all things become new. Lord, I confess you. I believe that you died, that I can have a right to the tree of life. I believe that you put the nail in your hands and the crown thorns upon your head because of me and because of the world. So, Lord, even this morning, make me afresh. Make me brand new. Make me brand new today. And I will live this life. God, let me live this life so that I can live again. That I can live again. And Father, we just thank you right now for the prayers that have been going up, Father, for those that are not saved. Lord, wherever they may be this morning, Lord, wherever they be in that room, driving down the highway, riding on the train, God, wherever they may be this morning in the airplane, Father God, forgive them for their sins. Lord, in the White House, Lord, on the city council, not on the Jacksonville, Florida, but God, in the mighty name of Jesus, every city, Lord, I pray even now that you will forgive them for their sins. Father God, in Jesus' name, Father, every Democrat, every Republican, God, oh, Father, in Jesus' name, every Tea Party member, Father, forgive them, Lord God, every mayor, every governor, Lord God, Father, forgive them, Father, even now, in the name of Jesus, every mother, every father, every boy, every girl that's praying this morning, Lord, forgive them for their sin. Come into their heart and save them even now. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we believe it's done according to your word. And, Lord, we thank you, God, because I believe that the angels in heaven are rejoicing right now because they have given their lives to you. And, Father, we thank you right now in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Father, for every individual out there today that are already saved. Lord, empower them to go forth today. Empower them, Father God, to get up. Empower them, Father God, even if you have called Jonah to go forth and you call him to go to Nineveh, God, to preach and to give warning to the people. Lord, I pray even now, God, that they will be obedient. God, that they don't have to go through the things that Jonah went through. But God, that they will obey you, Father. Every preacher, Father, every teacher, Father, every prophet, every evangelist, Lord God, every pastor, that they will go forth, Father God, every believer, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you right now for the power of your word and the demonstration of your word. Thank you, Lord God, for walking with us through the word this morning. Thank you, dear God, for letting us preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. We thank you, God, for the book of Matthew. Thank you for that 9th chapter and that 18th through that 38th verse of that 9th chapter. We thank you, Lord God, for moving even now in the mighty name of Jesus for the whole word. Thank you for letting us eat the word this morning. And thank you for building our faith. Well, we just thank you for being able to join us today on the Hour of Power broadcast. We want to give you the opportunity to come again, visit with us again, tell your friends, tell your neighbor that God is a healer and God is a deliverer and that God wants them to be saved and God wants them to experience the power of his word. So ask them, why don't you get them to join us every Wednesday and Friday morning at 9 a.m. here on the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Be blessed, be strengthened, and be encouraged, and know that the Lord God is on your side and that he would never leave you nor forsake you. This has been the Preacher of the Hour on the Hour of Power saying to you, God bless and God keep you until we meet again.